Hello, and welcome to The Top Story, a podcast that gives you the why and how for a better understanding of the top events of our times. I'm Shane Bigham. In this edition, we'll take a look at the men's figure skating competition at the Beijing Winter Olympics, as well as the story of a person who's attended both Olympics in the Chinese capital. The race for the men's singles figure skating gold has come to an end at the Beijing Winter Olympics. Japanese superstar Yuzuru Hanyu almost landed one of the most difficult jumps, while Chinese skater Jin Boyoung achieved his personal best. Guoyan has more.
Two-time Olympic champion Yuzuru Hanyu makes history by landing a near-successful quadruple axel at the 2022 Winter Olympics.
I'm exhausted right now, but I could show my story of the program today. I'm satisfied because I was skating with all the music, all the pieces of the music. So I could show to the people, all the people, my skating style.
The superstar figure skater fell as he tried to land a quadruple axel that involves 4.5 rotations in the air. The jump is rated as under-rotated, but still earned 5 scores. The double Olympic figure skating champion missed the podium on his third Olympic trip, ranking 4th in men's single, but he still enjoyed his time on the rink.
Actually, it was hard to walk in for both sides, I mean, quadruple to the full package of the long program. So it was hard, but I think I can say I did everything. I said thank you for supporting, and then I love this kid. I love this kid, this ice, so I think I was saying xie something.
Chinese figure skater Jin Boyoung, who ranked 9th, achieved his best personal record of the season. After going through ups and downs over the past 4 years, his travails finally translated into good results.
I feel amazing. I conquered myself. I had gone through ups and downs in the past 4 years, but the result makes all the past experience worth it. Here in China, on my home soil, I have so much support and I feel wonderful.
Jin Boyoung is the first male figure skater to land a quad-lutz triple toe combination in competition in the history of figure skating, which led to the era of quad jumps in men's singles events. He said Beijing 2022 is the best Olympics he's ever participated in, as he was able to show the world his best performance, and that is the spirit of sportsmanship. Regarding participation in future Olympic Games, he said Yuzuru Hanyu has participated in 3 Olympic Games. He hopes he can do the same no matter what the results are.
Reigning champion Chloe Kim of the United States has defended the women's snowboard halfpipe title at the Beijing Games. 5-time Olympian Carolt Castaglia won the silver, while Sina Tomita took the bronze. 3 Chinese snowboarders also participated in the event's final. Jia Yunfei has more on those athletes.
Besides the gold medalist and the silver and bronze medalist, I still want to mention the 3 Chinese players who actually participate in the games. They're Cai Xuetong, Liu Jiayu, and Qiu Leng. And Cai Xuetong really got a really good rank. She ranked number 4 in the competition, and she was considered a very competitive athlete by her competitors. But certainly, this is Olympics, so only those who performed extra excellent will be able to win the medals. And Cai Xuetong's performance, some commentators would say that her performance really shows that China's snowboarding is at the first tier of the level. Now, the Liu Jiayu ranked number 8 and Qiu Leng ranked number 12, so both of them performed pretty well today and got the great score. And so a lot of people would say that women's halfpipe is one of China's strongest events. So today's competition really shows to some extent of the potential in the future games.
Slovakian alpine skier Petra Volhova, who won gold in the women's slalom in Beijing, says she hopes her achievement can help raise more awareness of the sport and bring young skiers more support. Feng Yilei has more.
Petra Volhova's win is historic. It is first ever Olympic medal in alpine skiing for Slovakia.
Now I think I bring alpine skiing a little bit in like higher level. So hopefully will like government support more alpine skiing. I would say building some stadium or some slopes to help not to me but to children to skiing and to do some sport.
head of Slovak Olympic team, echoes the importance of doing so. And that is the same for China.
This is something for the future, to find gifted athletes and some talents who can develop their talents and train hard and to be better and better. So, but I have to say that conditions for training, for practice of new athletes, of new skiers, Chinese skiers, are very, very good.
China's attempts are paying off. In Wednesday's game, Chinese athlete Kong Fanying finished the game in 47th place.
It's an improvement on Pan Chang, because it was a pity that I didn't even finish at the last Olympics. There's a gap, but I will catch up.
Kong says she hoped to do well in the upcoming women's speed events, especially downhill event, where Chinese athletes will make their debut and hopefully make some history there.
The International Olympic Committee president spoken highly of the efforts by China Media Group to cover the Beijing Winter Olympics. Thomas Bach made the remarks during a visit to CMG's Media Broadcasting Center at the Games.
Beijing is the first ever city to host both the summer and winter editions of the Olympic Games. It's really writing history. And this says it all. It shows the great passion of the Chinese people for the Olympic Games. Hosting them within 14 years, twice, and both in winter and in summer. And it shows the important role and the performance of the Chinese athletes, which are putting China on top of the world stage, not only in summer sport, but now also in winter sport. We are very happy with these achievements. And this is why we appreciate so much the cooperation with CMG and now with CCTV 16 and the Olympic Channel making another step, with 8K making another step in the technological development. Mm. And all the engagement of the people and getting the Chinese people there on board. Congratulate CMG for this wonderful achievement.
Bach also learned about the introduction of technological innovations by the center and gave encouragement to the staff. The IOC says that Beijing 2022 is the most gender-balanced winter games in history. Data from the IOC shows that women account for a record 45% of the athletes at the games. IOC sports director Kit McConnell says organizers in Beijing sought to do better than Pyeongchang 2018 in promoting participation for female athletes. The IOC is reportedly aiming to achieve gender parity ahead of the Milano Cortina 2026 winter games. Of the attendees at this year's Winter Olympics, a few participated in the 2008 Summer Games in Beijing as well. In the first story of our mini-series on people who've attended both Olympics in the Chinese capital, we meet Jens Litterin from Sweden. Tu Yu met with him during a curling match at the Ice Cube. With that, we end this edition of The Top Story, which gives you the why and the how for a stronger understanding of all the top events in China and around the world. Subscribe to The Top Story podcast for the news events that are shaping our lives and our future. And for more, visit radio.cgtn.com and listen to The Beijing Hour online. Drop us a line on our podcast so we can provide you with even more content that interests you. I'm Shane Bigham. Thanks for listening.